Hello and welcome to the Hands-on Windows Azure webinar. I'm Jonathan Rosenblatt, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft Canada. You can reach me at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, or read my blogs at Canadian Developer Connection and the Canadian Solution Developers blog. Now, these days, cloud is a buzzword. And so it's important to understand the different things that make up cloud services that you would think as cloud, but are actually very different from each other. The first of which is IaaS, or Infrastructure as a Service. And this is really basically a set of infrastructure level capabilities, so your operating system, your network connectivity, that are delivered as a pay-for-use service that you can use to host your applications. So this is basically getting a server where you can deploy your application. Platform as a Service, or PaaS, on the other hand, is actually a higher level set of functionality that's delivered as consumable services for developers who are building applications. This is really where Windows Azure fits in, and it really is about abstracting developers from all of the underlying infrastructure and really enable you to plug and play various different components to make up your application. Last but not least is Software as a Service. And this is really a platform or a product in which you can actually just log in and use. Perfect example of these is Hotmail or Xbox Live. And really, they are full-out applications that rather than being able to consume from a development perspective, you're actually just consuming the application and using the application from an end-user perspective. It's important to understand that these three services do actually exist completely independent of one another. But depending on your solution, and this is of course how you architect your solution, you can actually combine various different parts of these to work together to get you the most optimized form of architecture for your application. To give you a better picture of the differences between the different cloud services, the easiest way to look at it is from a management perspective and who manages what. So if we look at it that way, let's look at packaged software first. You basically manage the entire stack, all the way from the networking, all the way up to the application, and everything in between. From an infrastructure as a service perspective, you now start seeing a little bit of that abstraction we were talking about earlier, where now the vendor that's giving you the infrastructure as a service is providing you that networking capabilities, the storage, the servers, the virtualization, all the way up until you actually have a server on which obviously the operating system sits. And then from that point forward, you manage everything else that's on that server. When we look at platform as a service, however, that's a bit different, where now the vendor is managing the majority of the application stack, networking, storage, servers, all the way up past the operating system, and this time including the runtime. So in the case of Windows Azure, that's basically all the way from the networking all the way up to the .NET framework. What's left for you to manage at that point is the data and the application that you're actually writing. Last but not least, software as a service, the vendor manages the entire platform. And that's really what we were talking about earlier, where you're basically just consuming an application as an end user rather than developing on the platform, which platform as a service and infrastructure as a service allows you to do. And that's